This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Sue. Good morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful weather out there already.
Oh,
today.
My gosh. The birds were singing this morning, so that was different. I love it.
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about your progress in this election, Rob. As we said, you are one of the candidates who is running in the 112th race, the seat that is held right now by Representative Kevin Hagerty, who will not seek re-election. So tell me about what you're hearing from the constituents as you're on the trail out there.
Well, everybody is, there's a lot of people totally disgusted, what really went down with Kevin Hagerty. I mean, he had a large, large pool of supporters in the 112th district. I mean, and, you know, from his absenteeism, missing the, large amount of votes, there is a lot of negativity out there, but I do sense from, canvassing door to door, with my committee, with my wife, that there's a strong urge for change. There really, really is. And we need that. We need that in this district. We can't afford, a repeat of that. We really, really can't. There's no way that this district will survive that again.
All right. Since you brought up this situation and Kevin Hagerty not able to make votes in Harrisburg and so on and so forth, do you have the kind of strong determination and work ethic that you think it takes to hold the seat? And tell me a little bit about your work history. I mean, are you somebody who goes to work and stays there?
Well, Sue, I was a three-term tax collector. I was the youngest tax collector ever elected in the Blakely Borough when I was 27 years old. I held that for three terms. I've been involved in politics and was chairs for other races since I'm in my 20s. I'm 52 years old. So I've seen a lot of, upswing in the district, and I've seen a lot of demise in the district. I'm a very dedicated citizen, very, very hardworking. I want to work for the people, and if you want me to get into my platform now before asking me, I will. There's certain things that separates me from my opponents in this. First off, 20% of my gross salary after taxes going back to the district. People have asked me, Rob, why would you give your money back? We need it. We really need it. We're lucky we get what we get from Harrisburg. We're lucky we get there's fundraising organizations out there that need money. There's many other organizations. There's drug-related organizations that need some funding. Anything that I could provide as state representative besides my voting, besides my presence in the district, I will do. So I felt this was a very, very good thing to do. I felt good about it for myself, and I know it would definitely benefit the district.
Okay. In terms of the property tax issue, which is certainly a key issue, although Harrisburg has been unwilling to address it as an issue, Rob, are you a part of the mindset that property tax reform is a very important job for a state representative?
Sue, that's like a number one priority. I mean, thousands and thousands of senior citizens are losing their homes every year, as a result of this outlandish, ridiculous tax. That's a dinosaur. It's been around It's been around for ages. It has to change, number one. Senate Bill 76, if you're asking me directly or indirectly, am I for it? Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Compromises on the bill, compromises on this bill are only delaying. We have a House Speaker that is totally against this and said it would only pass over his dead body. Well, I'm for it. My vote is absolutely positively for the bill. We need change, and we need a solution. We don't need compromises. We're going to go back and forth. I mean, Harrisburg is wrecked. It really, really is. I mean, we're borrowing money. We're borrowing hundreds of millions of dollars every year to balance the budget. I mean, this is insane. I mean, it really, really is. We need outside revenue. And I already have another solution with that, and I'll go into that. I'm for the legalization of cannabis. It's already medical approved. In the state of Pennsylvania.
So you're looking at recreational cannabis.
Yes, correct. And I'm the guest speaker, Sue, on the 22nd. I'm the only Democrat speaking at the 22nd at the Cannabis Festival. My speaking time is 12:30 down there. And they're estimating 10,000 people there. The people are crying out with this. And if you look at the stats with the 11 states, especially Colorado, that has half the population of PA, okay, $129 million in revenue, off $1 billion in sales, and they've already done an $18,000 jobs. I mean, it's incredible. Their arrests from 13,000 went down to 7,000. The opioid epidemic in all the 11 states that have this legalized has dropped 25%. I mean, this is facts. This revenue is based on facts. And I got a call from Sean Murphy, who is a staff member of our Auditor General last night. He called me on my way home from work, and he thanked me. He said, Attorney General DePasquale is very, very happy with your movement on this. He's heard about it. Maybe he watched my live feeds. I don't know how he even knows about it, but I was thrilled to hear from the office. I was very humbled by it. And it's something I truly believe in. We need an outsource of revenue. Biggest problem with this, Sue, there's a lot of ignorance with it. There really, really is. We need people educated on it. It has to be regulated, number one. You can't just have it out there everywhere. I mean, it's got to be regulated like everything else. But from a fiscal point, it's huge. It really is huge, and it would benefit the state of Pennsylvania.
Do you see any drawbacks with that, though, Rob? Because in some places, they experience some unfortunate social problems vis-a-vis more homelessness and people who in the future may require some kind of drug treatment.
Well, Sue, the only aspect with that is you have issues with alcoholism. You'll have issues with other drugs. And addiction is a disease. Let's get that straight. It's not something that just happens. If you're an addict and you do use prescription medication, you can lead to anything. If you drink, you can lead to anything. Yes, anything can happen. But the overall positive with this, with the opioid drop, number one, if you're looking at 11 states and their painkillers are dropping and the opioids are dropping, that's a benefit. And if you're getting a fiscal, if you're getting money and revenue, I mean, we have school districts that need help. Our roads are terrible, Sue.
I mean, believe me. But Rob, people look at that though, and they're furious with Harrisburg though because of the highest gas tax in the country, and we have the worst roads. So there,
right,
something
exactly.
needs to be done about that.
Sue, we have beautiful homes. Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, it's a beautiful area. I was born and raised here. I love it here. I love the people here. It's something needs to be done, but we need an outside revenue source. We can't keep taking. The property tax has to be addressed. Senate Bill 76 has to be pushed to be passed. But we need an alternate revenue for the school districts, for our roads. We need revenue. We can't keep borrowing. We can't keep putting our citizens more and more and more in debt.
All right, Rob. We have to go. But we'll talk again in the future. This is Robert Castellani running in the 112th for a seat in the House of Representatives. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Sue, thank you so much.
All
Have
right,
a great
ciao.
Day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.